Blog Talk Radio.
A lot of us in this house tonight, we're on the potter's wheel right now. And it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good. But we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just touch somebody, look them in the face, and tell them I'm in his hands.
You can just has his hand. Just know he has his hand on you.
You. It is a blessing to be here before you today. It is Sunday, April 19th. Amen. In the presence of my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, I am Pastor D. Townsend. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair. Amen. And the Fuse Memorial CME Church Worship Experience. I thank the Lord for you being here. I praise God for your presence. And I just want to tell you that if nobody told you today, I want you to know that I do love you. Amen. Well, we're not going to hold up. We're going to go along with our service. Amen. We have an opening hymn by the good brother, Tony Spencer. Amen. You have the floor, sir.
There's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. And I know that it's the Spirit of the Lord. There's a sweet expression on each face. And I know that it's the presence of the Lord. Sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Heavenly Dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your love, and for these blessings, we lift our hearts with praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place. Oh, sweet Holy Spirit, sweet Heavenly Dove, stay right here with us, filling us with your love. And for these blessings, we lift our hearts with praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived when we shall leave this place. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Spencer, for always bringing in that spirit. Amen.
Amen.
I appreciate you. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. There is truly a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. Amen.
Yes.
And it is truly the presence of the Lord. Amen.
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 Yeah.
Minister Townsend.
Amen. The affirmation of faith. Let us unite in the historic confession of our Christian faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. On the third day, he arose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We shall not have our invocation followed by Exhorter Lisa Green, followed by a scripture by Exhorter Cal Garrett.
Amen.
Good morning, Father, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. Father God, we come before you thanking you for waking us up this morning with the sunrise, Father God, in your Son. Father God, we thank you right now that you are omnipresent, that while you are with us, each and every one of us, Father God, you are with each and every one of your children elsewhere in this world. Father God, we just thank you right now that your all unfailing power, Father God, is yet at work. While there are those of us, Father God, who are coming home to be with you, this is not just a challenge, Father God. This is yet another opportunity to experience your grace and your mercy. Father God, we just thank you because you're all powerful. We thank you, Lord, right now that you are rescuing us, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the refuge and strength that you are giving us in our time of trouble, Father God. We thank you right now, Father God, that we are connected one with another, that you are allowing us yet an opportunity to reconnect in our minds, our hearts, our families, our households, our community, this world, Father God. We thank you right now, Father God, for the opportunity to come together in fellowship right now as we are, Father God. We thank you for your Son who died on Calvary, Father God. We thank you right now for the provision that you have made for each and every one of us. We thank you for our God, Father God, right now, for the ones that are being healed right now, Father God, the healing of the mind, the soul, and the physical being. We thank you
Amen.
Right now for the persons you have placed in preparation,
Yes.
Father God, that are yet taking right now, taking care of your loved ones, Father God, that are putting them on the road right now, Father God, to healing and to the time when they can get back with their family, Father God. We thank you for ease of mind, Father God. We thank you right now for each and every person within the sound of my voice, Father God. We thank you right now, Father God, for Jehovah Rapha, the healer, Father God. We thank you for the provider, Father God. We thank you right now, Father God, for the triune unity, Father God. We thank you right now, Father God, that you are yet in our midst. Wherever two and more are together, Father God, you are there. We thank you for a fulfilled spiritual life. We thank you for our loved ones, Father God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you are helping us to embrace one another, allowing us to grow and learn from this experience, Father God. We thank you right now, Father God, that you are renewing our minds and our hearts, Father God. We thank you for allowing us to communicate with each other and with the world. We thank you right now for the essential workers, Father God. We just thank you for everyone.
Yes,
we
yes,
thank you
right
most
God.
Of all for your Son that you sent, Father God. We thank you for the
yes,
Helper. We
thank
you for the Holy Spirit, Father God. We thank you for
yes,
your ever-present
yes.
help right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you right now, Father God, that you are all-knowing. You know our past and you know our future. We thank you for the blood that your Son shed, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Wonderful prayer, Minister Lisa. Thank you. We
Amen.
Should have our scripture.
Yes. Scripture comes from the book of John, chapter 15, verses 18 through 25. And I'm reading from the Message Bible, and it states, if you find the godless world is hating you, remember it got its start hating me. If you lived on the world's terms, the world would love you as one of its own. But since I picked you to live on God's terms and no longer on the world's terms, the world is going to hate you. When that happens, remember this. Servants don't get better treatment than their masters. If they beat on me, they certainly will beat on you. If they did what I told them, they will do what you tell them. They are going to do all these things to you because of the way they treated me, because they don't know the one who sent me. If I hadn't come and told them all this in plain language, it wouldn't be so bad. As it is, they have no excuse. Hate me. Hate my father. It's all the same. If I hadn't done what I have done among them, works no one has ever done, they wouldn't be to blame. But they saw the God signs and hated anyway, both me and my father. Have verified the truth of their own scriptures, where it is written, they hated me for no good reason. God spoke. Be blessed.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
For our announcements today, I just thank God for all of you, those of you who are listening by phone and those of you who are listening by the internet. I praise God for you. I pray that God will continue to bless you and keep you. We are still doing this by way of this my radio show here, the Jubilee Affair. Amen. Shout out to the good brother Hakim, who's always working behind the scenes and putting everything
Amen.
Together.
Amen.
Amen. We praise God for him. We praise God for Miss Michelle, who also is the leader of this network, who put everything together for us.
Amen.
And we are in your debt, and we thank you for all that you have done, and we praise God for each and every one of you.
Yes.
Also, continue, my family, my friends, my loved ones, who are all of you, continue to stay safe. I know right now we are going through a more dangerous time now than we did at the start of the virus.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to, this world is telling you what this world is saying. You have to remain safe. You have some people out here that don't care about their own lives.
Oh, yes.
And if they don't care about their own lives, they're not going to care about your life.
Not at all.
So it's important that you do what you have to do to remain safe.
Amen.
If you do what you have to do to remain safe, everything will work out. Wash
Amen.
Your hands. Keep your mask on. Keep your gloves on. And if you don't have to go out, don't go out.
Amen.
If you don't have to go out, don't go out. Just, you know, we've lost three members. One member who did not die from the virus, but we lost three members over this situation, over this time. And I'm just, my heart has been so heavy. It's been so heavy, but I'm pleading with you all to please be safe.
Amen.
Please be safe. And let God have His way. It may
Amen.
Look like things are going to are not right, and the economic downfall and all of that. I'm here to let you know that God can do all things.
Oh,
why are we fighting over money? Oh, come on, y'all don't give me a preach tonight, man. Why are we fighting over money and economic growth when my God has all of that? My God owns the money. My God made the money. My God made this country. My God made everything that's going on around us. And why are we worried about this little stuff?
Amen.
Just be safe.
Yeah.
And let God have His way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I promise you everything will be all right.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Mr. Osman, will you please pray us for our altar call, please?
Yes, sir. Good morning, saints. It's altar call time. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, risen Savior. Good morning, our Redeemer. Once again, saints, God has allowed us to awake this morning to a brand new day, a day for us to seek his throne of grace and mercy, to offer up our prayers of thanksgiving, our prayers of praise, and prayers of forgiveness and gratitude, knowing that in the moment, in this time, there is nothing on earth that we should take for granted. For all that we have and all that we have done, we owe it all to him who has exceedingly and abundantly blessed us, not because we are so deserving, but only because he loved us so much that he sacrificed his only begotten son. We can never thank you enough. No, never, because you've been better to us than we've been to ourselves.
Amen.
Father, you are worthy of all our praises. It's been a long week. We need you now more than ever. We
Amen.
Ask that you stretch our hearts and minds towards you. Fill us with your spirit, bringing refreshing, renewal, peace, and joy. You
yes.
remind us in your word that you are faithful to carry our burden. You tell us that you will not renew our strength, and you promise to give us rest as we come to you. Forgive us for the times we have worked so hard to be self-sufficient, forgetting our need for you, living independent of your spirit. Forgive us for letting fear and worry control our minds and for allowing pride and selfishness to wreak havoc over our lives. Forgive us for not following your ways and for living distant from your presence. Thank you that your ways are far greater than our ways and your thoughts far deeper than our thoughts. Thank you that you have a plan to redeem. Thank you that you make all things new. Thank you that your face is toward the righteous. You are close to the brokenhearted. You hear our prayers and know our hearts. Thank you for your daily powerful presence in our lives, that we can be assured, no matter what we're facing, your heart is towards us, your eyes are over us, and your ears are open to hear our prayers. Thank you that you surround us with favor, as with a shield, and we are safe in your care. We give you praise and honor for your ways are righteous and true. We give you worship, for you are holy and just.
Yes.
Stand firm forever, for your loving kindness endures now and forevermore. Bless the sick and shed in. Bless the bereaved. Bless the homeless and all your children coming out of the virus. Cover us with your blood who have not been affected with the virus. This is trying times. Bless everyone and their families under the sound of my voice. Bless all the churches and pastors who opened their doors today, this morning. Bless them opening this morning in your name. Bless our pastor who is about to give a word from you.
Yeah.
Anoint our spirits and be pleasing to you, O Lord our God. Oh, to be kept by Jesus.
Oh, yes.
You keep us. Shine your light on us, through us, and over us. This day, be a fence around us. We bless your holy name. This is our prayer today, Lord. So be encouraging and encourage yourself. Let the church say amen. God loves you, and so do I. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise.
Yes, indeed.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, indeed. Thank you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Miss Annette, you are up.
God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He bled and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel pride
and joy he gives. But greater still, that calm assurance of love, this child can face uncertain days because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know, oh, oh, he holds my future. And life is worth a living just because he lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know who holds the future. And the life is worth a living just because he lives. And life is worth a living just because he lives.
Amen. Because he lives,
amen.
I can face tomorrow.
Yes.
Because he lives, amen. Eternal Father, it's me, your most humble servant. Lord, I decrease so that you may increase. More of you, less of me, and I thank you. I honor you, and I love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The scripture will come out of the gospel according to John chapter 15, beginning with verse 18, and it reads, "If the world hates you, know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you. A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But all these things that they will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have no sin. But now they have no excuse for their sins. He who hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which no one else did, they would have no sin, but now they have seen and also hated both me and my Father. But this happened that the word may be fulfilled, which is written in their law. They hated me without a cause." For our subject today, a recipe for salvation or a recipe for disaster. If you will allow me to go back in history, amen, we're going to go on a little field trip, amen, we're going to get in our little time machine, and we're going to go back into history, back all the way at the beginning of the story.
Amen.
The book of Genesis. It is a wonderful read. If you will allow just for a second, if you read it, it speaks about the creation of man. the creation of the world and all the beasts of the field and all the birds of the air. Genesis also exposes the corruption that sin produced and how it will eventually be eradicated. After the death of Abel and the fleeing of Cain, God surveyed his creation and in Genesis 6 found that the world itself had fallen into a trap of sin-filled living and no one's thoughts were of him. Please mute your mics at this time. Seeing this, it displeased God, which caused him to act justly to save that which he created. Originally, God had made a simple yet effective recipe. Me being a chef, I am excited to use that word recipe because it brings comfort to my soul. But getting back to the scripture, amen, God's recipe had a few items. First, there needed to be an ounce of love, followed by a pinch of servitude. And after combining and bringing love and servitude to a boil, then you needed to add adoration and praise for flavor. And after all of that, for the garnish, you need a spice called loyalty. This little itty-bitty pot yielded enough substance to feed the known world. But due to mankind's evil and wicked ways, God's recipe for salvation was put on the back burner. You see, when God is removed out of the recipe itself goes from producing salvation to creating damnation. Oh, y'all didn't hear that, did you? Let me say that again for you, just for those in the back, amen. I said that when you remove God out of the recipe itself goes from producing salvation to creating damnation. Yeah. Once damnation is released, we become left with angry, vengeful, a wrathful God that destroys nations to get his point across. My favorite actor, this may shock some of y'all, is Charles Bronson. Once he acted in a movie called The Evil That Men Do. This movie reminded me of Genesis 6, right before the flood. But it also reminded me of this common era. Through the prophetical insight of John, Jesus spoke to his disciples, both present and future, to remind us that it is important to stick with God at all times. Normally, I would give a little background as to why Jesus said what he said, but at this stage of the game, we all know why he said it. You see, if you live by the flesh, the world will love you. If you acted like a heathen, the world will call you a hero. But praise be, as a Christian, we are not in this world, but we have to be of this world. 1 John 5, 4 and 5 says, "For everyone who has been born of God overcomes this world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?" I am reminded that this country was supposedly built on Christian values and beliefs, but where are the Christian values and beliefs now? We used to pray in schools. The people removed God from the schools and his covering off of our children, and damnation was released. There used to be a worldwide prayer when tragedy happened. God has been replaced with well wishes and good, kind thoughts. It used to be okay to read your Bible out in public. Now it's offensive to all those who are around you when you pull out the word of God. The one thing that is for sure is that when you remove the flavor of God from the recipe, you are left with a bland, tasting, disgusting food that not even a dog will touch. Whew. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." But you all don't mind if I go a little bit deeper, do you? Of course y'all don't. This scripture says that the world will hate us, but the world can't hate you so long as my Jesus loves you. You see, you must know your role in this world. Some around you may try to set you up. Some around you may try to make you stumble. Some may even try to feed you poison. But when you mess with a child of the Most High, when you mess with a child of the King, Luke 10:19 reminds us that I have given you the authority to trample over the snakes. Some snakes have 2 feet, and some scorpions not all have 6 legs. But you have the power to overcome all traps,
of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Speaking of you, let's talk about you. If you are a Christian, then you should not be fazed at all about what's going on now. When they say, how can you serve a God that allow innocent children to die, people being murdered and hurt in the streets and all evil in the world? Remind them that when the world pushed God out a long time ago, that they even did the work. That when they pushed God out a long time ago, just remind them what they did to his son. They did something even worse to his son, and it's impossible to push God away, then blame him for the disasters that men cause. Man has his plan, but so does Jesus. And I would rather walk with Jesus. I would rather talk with Jesus. I would rather have a relationship with Jesus than anybody in this world. Jesus told me in Matthew 5:11, fret not, for you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. Do not let this world take you down. Instead, rise above the hate. Rise above the jealousy. Rise above the envy. Rise above the disasters. It is not a black thing. It is not a white thing. This is a Christian thing. Jesus is saying, I put a double S on your chest, and it does not mean saved and sanctified. It means salty and salvation. If you ever seen a recipe that knows that it was a disaster waiting to happen, after you carefully followed all the direction and it still tasted a little funny, and you grabbed that little bit of salt and you added some salt to it, and the salt did something to the flavor, something miraculous happened, something changed. Well, that salt was the blend. The salt was what this bland world needed, and maybe at some point we can change the recipe of disaster. Maybe we can change the recipe back to salvation. The evil reign that supreme has reigned long enough. It has reigned supreme long enough, and it shall not devour another generation. And if you have that flavor, it's time that you stand up against the evil and proclaim the goodness of God. Because at this stage right now, we find that evil is trying to take over this world. And now, from what I remember, back in Genesis, my God created this world. And if my God created this world, then that means that my God holds this world in his hands. And if my God, who I call my Lord and Savior, holds this world in his hands, then that means I don't have to worry about what's going on. All I got to do is speak his word. And when I speak his word with boldness, and I let somebody know today, it's either you're going to choose a disaster or you're going to choose salvation. It's up to you. You choose right now how you want to live your life. You choose right now how you want to spend eternity. You choose right now where you want to go, because at the end of the day, when your eyes close, it's
Preach.
When your eyes close, when your blood stops running warm, your chances are over. Many preachers won't say it, but I will. If you don't do right in this world, if you don't do right by God, you will experience hell. That may make some people angry. That may make some people uncomfortable. Guess what? That's what the word is supposed to do.
Okay.
You will experience hell if you don't choose salvation.
Yeah.
You will experience hell if you don't get yourself right. You will experience hell if you don't get your mind together. Too many times you're focusing on the wrong thing when God is saying, I'm trying to tell you, I'm putting it right in front of your face. I put this virus out, either I allowed it or I assented. But whichever one that I did, I'm trying to get your attention so that you will see that my salvation is greater than anything of this world. Any stimulus check, any money that they can give you, I have it all.
Amen.
And all you got to do, it's come to me. Let me in. Let me have my way. I trust and believe that if you allow God to step in, you will see things a whole lot different. That recipe that you tried to put together will be perfectly done. We wonder why our children are acting crazy, because there's no God around them. We too many times allowing our children to make their own choices. And then when they make the wrong choice, you say, oh, that's just how my baby is. No, you allowed that to happen. Choose. Like the good brother Joshua said in 24, chapter 24, choose on this day whom you will serve. But as for me in this house, this radio show, and my church, we will serve the Lord.
Amen.
We're making good recipes for salvation. We have a recipe for salvation, and it's open for anybody. All you have to do is come in and be amongst us and get in with the recipe.
Thank you, Lord.
It's time. It's time that we get our minds focused on what we are to do, what he would have us to do, and what he wants us to do. This recipe for salvation starts with a single word, and that's yes.
Yeah.
Yes to Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. Yes. The word passed.
Yes.
Yes,
I accept it.
Yes.
Yes, I let go. Yes, you can use me. Yes, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to do whatever you would have me to do. Yes.
Yeah.
And let me tell you what yes means. Yes means yearning for everlasting salvation.
Okay.
Saying yes to Jesus is the greatest gift that you can give unto him. And watch what he gives back to you. He will give you a recipe for salvation and remove the recipe of disaster. May God bless you. May God keep you.
Amen.
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 As we open up the door of the church, that door being Jesus, I ask if there is one here who is ready to give your life over, and you have found yourself on the outside looking in, when you know that you ought to be on the inside looking out, I offer Jesus to you at this point, at this time. If you are the one that I'm talking to with me, Lord Jesus, I love you. I ask that you would come into my heart. Lord, I believe that you lived, that you died, and that you rose again on the third day. Now, Lord, forgive me of my sins through thought, word, and deed. Anything that I have done to offend you, knowingly and unknowingly, remove the guilt of sin off of my shoulders right now. Now, Lord, use me. I say yes to you. I say yes to your recipe. I say yes to your good gifts. And I say yes to your salvation. I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
If you prayed that prayer and you sincerely meant it within your heart, salvation now belongs to you.
Amen.
Welcome home.
Amen.
And happy birthday.
Amen.
For this is your birthday. You have been renewed on this day. That's good news. That's praising God news.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Before we close, I always like to give a shout out to not only my church family, but my radio show family. Good brother Hakim, are you there?
Amen. He's always
yes,
working,
here.
Man. All right. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Doctor. We thank you for all that you do to keep this broadcast moving, sir. You are a true
thank
blessing.
You.
And everybody within the sound of my voice, from the phone to the internet, amen, I want you all to lift up a prayer for Brother Hakim here, amen.
Amen.
I want you all to also pray for the leader, Sister Michelle, amen, who, again,
uh-huh.
made this possible for us, amen. Continue to lift her up, amen. I miss doing my evening show, amen, but I thank God that we're still producing a show right now, amen. God is so good.
You
amen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, amen. To all my
so
ministers and musicians, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My ministers and my musicians, Brother Tony, you in the house, sir?
Amen. God bless you, pal.
Amen, amen. Sister Annette, you in the house?
Yes, sir.
Amen, amen. Exhorter Lisa?
Amen, I'm here, Pastor.
Amen. Exhorter Kyle?
Bless God, from whom are all blessings flow. And thank you, Pastor.
Amen, amen, amen. Minister Tremaine?
To God be the glory for everything that he has done.
Amen, amen. Minister Roslyn?
Praise the Lord. He's worthy
amen.
To be praised.
Amen, amen. And Reverend Pat?
Amen.
Amen. All right, all right. Amen. God is good. Amen. I thank you all for this yet again wonderful service. Amen. And I pray that somebody today was touched by a word, and I pray that you were encouraged also by a word. And let me just say this. Evil cannot last forever. The evil that come upon us cannot last forever.
Amen.
We are in a fight right now, and it cannot last forever. We are victorious. We have the victory. We have the victory. Amen. Remember
amen.
That we have the victory.
Yes.
The word says so.
Thank you.
The word says so. And because the word says so, that's all I got to stand on.
Amen.
We got the victory. Salvation belongs to us.
Amen.
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 Amen. Reverend Pat, will you sing us out in our doxology, please?
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures, hear me so. Praise Him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Amen. Bless you. Bless you. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, the one who died so that we may live, may His love and His mercy, but most of all His victory, rest, rule, and abide in our hearts forever. And the church together says, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, you know, you have been listening to the Jubilee Affair and the Fuse Memorial Worship Experience. Amen. If you are looking for a good Bible-based church, amen, who has a wonderful, awesome pastor, amen, and a wonderful anointed ministerial staff and some wonderful anointed people, amen, we are located at 456 Palmerston Street in River Rouge, Michigan. Amen. Shout out to River Rouge. Amen. And come
amen.
And join us. Amen. Once everything gets back normal, amen, you can come and join us and be a part of our family, and we will welcome you with open arms, because just like this show, my church is a church that's built on God, and it's God's church for God's people. Just
amen.
Like this show, it's God's show for God's people. I pray that you were blessed today. I pray
yeah.
that you were blessed. God bless you, and God keep you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We are signing off. Good night.
A lot of us in this house tonight, we're on the potter's wheel right now. And it's not comfortable. It doesn't feel good. But we need to just take solace in the fact that even though it may not feel good right now, as long as I'm in his hands, I know that everything is going to be all right. Just touch somebody, look them in the face, and tell them I'm in his hands.
We tend to forget what it needs to be. Just know he has his hand. Just